Hi, I'm Evie. I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Evie, and good morning, kids commuters. Here we are on a new week for Kids Commute, and this week it is Old West Week. We're going to saddle up our horses and ride across a range of music inspired by the old American West. We'll even have a cowboy quizlet coming your way later in the show. So, how do you think you might connect cowboys with ancient Japan? Well, in 1954, there was a Japanese movie called The Seven Samurai. Now, a samurai was a noble warrior. And in the movie, there was a poor village that kept getting all their stuff stolen by bandits, and seven warriors, or samurai, got together to defend the town. Now, only a few years after The Seven Samurai came out in Japan, it was remade in America. Only instead of samurai, it's seven cowboys who get together to defend the town, and that movie was called The Magnificent Seven. Now, today's music is the theme to that movie by American composer Elmer Bernstein, who also wrote the music for movies like The Ten Commandments and Ghostbusters. So, let's go fight off some bad guys with The Magnificent Seven.
Thank you.
That was the theme to the 1960 movie The Magnificent Seven by composer Elmer Bernstein. That music was action-packed. Tell us about what kind of action you think might go on with the music at our website, kidscommute.org. Okay, now it's time for our new Quizlet. We'll ask you the question, and if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Okay, it's Monday, so we're just going to give you the question straight without any hints. What was the cowboy nickname of the bad guy gunslinger born William Henry McCarty, Jr.? You think you know? Send the answer with your name and address in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. If you get it right, we'll send you that prize pack. Now, don't worry, we'll have some hints for you later in the week. All right, that does it for today's Kids Commute. We'll see you tomorrow, cowpoke.
Interlochen Public Radio.